support staff and volunteers.
The only good Indian is a dead Indian.
Welcome to Native Spirit Radio here on 90.1 FM, KKFI, Kansas City Community Radio. I'm Rhonda, your host here for the next hour. Make sure you stay tuned. Next half hour, I'll be doing a little bit of your news. But also, I'm going to be playing some of the interviews I did at the Sharice Davis Watch Party Tuesday night at the election. I hope you guys tuned in and watched on FNX. I believe they're going to be posting the link for that. I know they posted the audio from it. We had a small little temporary glitches. We were trying to Skype in, and for some odd reason, the audio, the mic I had was not working. So when they went to me, it was just me talking, but you couldn't hear me. But it happens. It was the first time we've ever done election coverage live from all parts of the country, and it went great. Beyond that, unfortunately, a few of our other people were having the same problems. One of my colleagues, Darren Brown, works for the Cheyenne Arapahoes in Oklahoma, and they just couldn't even hook up with him. It just wasn't even working. But they did have other people tuning in and Skyping in to cover different races throughout the country. So it did work for the most part. So, but I guess, you know, first time's a charm, so we got to try it again. We're going to be doing that in the future. I believe that's what they were talking about. So very exciting. I hope you guys enjoyed election night. And I will be playing the entire speech Sharice Davids gave that evening. So make sure you stay tuned for that. All right. Well, I wanted to honor our veterans and Veterans Day weekend. And make sure we honor them, thank them for their services. And we're going to play a flag song first. And then after that will be Elk Soldier with the song they call The Way of the Soldier. So you're listening to Native Spirit Radio here on 90.1 FM, KKFI, Kansas City Community Radio. And honoring our veterans. Thank you for your service.
house dancing in 12-inch ceremony mixed in reverse. I want to go back. Back to when hand drum circle cypher sessions spun the world. I've been ghost dancing on this modern platter of cemented long walks. I pray for Buffalo with hose-like hail. Stampede, please bump the table. Please bump the table. I can dance my toes over their grooved backs. Listen to the way hide grinds like pine nuts and gore to the hip-hop of extinct knees that snaps beautiful like a b-boy. The tribe is back. Quests no longer find thin sacks of bones in the plains. I've been ghost dancing, and I can see Narbona. Crazy Horse, ODB, Notorious B.I.G., and Red Cloud jump from their paved-over graves. I hear tribal wisdom. Your words, I hear prayer, I hear hands. Jam Master Jay shows us Shabik Eh. Through repetition, we dance. Through repetition, we dance. My moccasins need to be tied with the deer hide, fat lace, spit shine, sterling silver stamp. Gotta look vamp before b-boys rip through stage. Decked out in braids, turquoise chains hang for days like 1862 Sioux warrior ways. And us new braves smile, cause Wovoka! Natives don't gotta be the only ones who come back. John Lennon, Robert Johnson, and Keith Moon play Eagle Bone Whistle inside Bob Marley's peyote clouds. We are rainbow proud. Forever, like Krylon feathers, we bomb this world in medicine wheel colors. Blue coats point their Gatling guns, but the bullets pass through us. Way hi-ya. The bullets pass through us, spreading spiritless splatters on the walls. They say graffiti is a stain. So like Wounded Knee, we sink in. Paint our faces black mask like we're mad villains dressed in ghost jerseys. We dance on aerosol petroglyphs. Our signatures lie upon all the silver in this glittering world. Shaolin is a cedar pine hogan. And Thug Mansion, a deer hide teepee. And we mix these gathering nations until we all permeate sage. So we bless ourselves and dance. We dance to remember. We dance until the world is gone. Everyone is gone. The world's a ghost and everything is silent. So we drop the sun dagger onto vinyl. And let it sing.
All right, that was Reed Vodroff with the Four Elements of Ghost Dance. And hope you guys enjoyed that. It was Six Nations Women Singers prior to that. And let me see, we started off with Elk Soldier and the Spirit of Song Singers, recognizing our veterans out there. It's Veterans Day. Make sure you go out, thank a veteran. All right, well, like I said, I was at the Sharice Davis watch party. We were doing reporting and getting video, getting audio. It was just a long night. It was just really exciting moment there. Just having all these people in together celebrating, and I think realizing that historic moment of what was going on. It was amazing. And there was a contingent from the Ho-Chunk Nation that were there as well. They drove all the way down from Wisconsin to be there and celebrate. And so it was really exciting just to see Native people, all these different people from different backgrounds, just celebrating. So I'm going to play an interview I did with Sharice David's mom. And unfortunately, I burned my clips to a DVD and I grabbed the unedited version. So let me just start that off for a little bit because I'm going to, it's just me starting asking her question off for a second and then it's her talking.
How are you feeling tonight?
I'm feeling pretty excited and looking forward to her working in D.C. and, you know, the all the indigenous people finally will see a woman's face up there representing us. And, you know, we start off with our mothers, and it's very important to have all of our voices heard. And, you know, our mothers are the first ones, you know, who nurture us in this world. So it'll be nice to have a Native American woman in office.
And you've been cool as a cucumber. I remember in primaries, you weren't even worried at all. You were just like, she's going to win.
Yes, we had a lot of momentum and so many people working behind, you know, making phone calls. And I would see women in there just making phone call after phone call. And, you know, a couple of people every weekend, you know, they would go out in pairs. And, you know, it was just overwhelming to see such excitement that she was causing. And they do have reason to be, you know, proud that she's going to be their representative. Thank you.
All right, that was Crystal Herridge. I'm sorry. That is Sharice David's mom, and she was just part of the celebration that night. And yes, it was very loud. I felt like I was shouting my questions at people. The next person I interviewed was Mr. Sheldon Spotted Elk, and he drove all the way from Denver, Colorado, to be there. He's good friends with Sharice. And then right after that, I'll see if I can pause it, but if not, I go to a second person, and it's Colin Price. He's the he came down with a group from Wisconsin with the Ho-Chunk tribe, and he's a member of the Ho-Chunk Nation as well. But the first one is Mr. Sheldon Spotted Eagle.
Sheldon Spotted Elk, you came here from Denver. Your good friend is Sharice. Tell me how you're feeling tonight.
Oh, man, just overwhelmed. Sharice is, I'm so proud of this girl. Like, there's been nights where I've been up with her, and she's told me that she was going to do this. And seeing her on stage tonight and just her cadence and her public speaking that she had and delivering that speech, her victory speech, oh, man, it's so moving. And tonight, her and Deb Allen becoming the first Native women to go to Congress, amazing. What a beautiful time we live in 2000. It's taken us until 2018, believe that, wow. But it's given me hope. It's given me hope in America. It's given me hope into our system and the ability to make some change happen and representation to happen.
And so what do you think was in her favor for overcoming Kevin Yoder? He's been in office for a very long time. What do you think pushed the voters to vote for her?
Actually, I just made a Facebook post, a social media post about... as far as American Indians, like you can see it with like Jim Thorpe, you can see it with Billy Mills, you can see it with Maria Tall Chief, is that you see that these people have been able to bridge the gap and connect people, like a diversity of people. And you can see it in this crowd that was here tonight in her constituency here in Kansas City, is that these people have came and they rallied around Sharice. She's a magnetic figure and she's somebody that we could all love and be inspired by, and definitely me. Like, I'm so inspired by her. I'm going to take this for the rest of my life and remember this the rest of my life as her being elected to Congress. What a beautiful moment this is.
All right, so that was, Sheldon, a really good friend of Sharice Davis, who drove all the way from Denver, Colorado, to be there that evening. And the next person, again, is a member of the Ho-Chunk tribe. That's Colin Price. He drove down with a group of tribal members to be there with them at the party.
You're a member of the Ho-Chunk community. How do you think this win is for your people back home?
It is ginormous. The sense of pride that I have as a tribal member, that the crew that came down all the way from Wisconsin has, even on social media, trying to keep everyone in the loop back home. The reception from this night and the result has been something that I never knew it would feel this way. It feels really special. The other thing, the vibe and energy in this room is crazy. It's awesome. And I'm really excited. I'm proud of her. Everyone's so proud of her. And to know her years ago, and even having lunch with her a couple years ago when she initially told me about this, I didn't really think we'd be here in this moment with the win.
All right, so that was Mr. Colin Price with the Ho-Chunk tribe. speaking about how they all felt there that evening. And so I'm going to play the speech Miss Davis gave to the crowd. And, of course, you're going to hear a lot of cheering and yelling. So, yeah, it was a very loud crowd, and you'll hear that in the background. So this is Charisse Davis giving her speech.
So I did just speak to Congressman Yoder. He called to congratulate Scott. This is true in January. He will no longer be our congressman, but I did. His years of service, not only to Kansas and also at the federal level, because regardless of policy differences, it takes a lot to run for office, to put yourself out there. It takes a lot of work and a lot of races, whether we agree with them or not. So. Bringing new leaders to the table and new voices to the table. And I am so honored to stand here today knowing that I will fill that role for our community here in January. And I know a lot of you already know this, but my story is so much like many of the stories that you all have here. My story is one of hard work and opportunity. My brothers and I were raised by a single mom, an Army drill sergeant. I graduated from Leavenworth High School. Going to Kansas Public School. And every opportunity I've had in my life, I know it has stemmed from the fact that I had access to a quality public education.
Yeah.
And I didn't put this in my notes because I wasn't sure at that time, but we know our public education system is going to be so much better because Laura Kelly is going to be. Until now, is to have stories and those experiences truly reflected in our federal government, in Congress, in the Senate. We are doing better. That starts tonight. But it's not just my story. It's not just my experiences. And I know, even though I just talked about how it's not uncommon, the experiences that I have, it's the core of this campaign has been about trying to figure out ways to make sure that as many voices and experiences as possible that we have in this community are being heard by our elected representatives. This year, meeting with people and talking to people and holding as many meet and greets. I'm sure a bunch of people here posted our meet and greets. But I spent this year listening to stories, meeting with people. Whether it was Spring Hill, Oakland Park, out KCK, trying to meet with and hear from as many people as possible. People like Heather. Who dedicated hours to this campaign? Because she fought off breast cancer and knows that it is so important to make sure that people who have pre-existing conditions are protected. Dedicated hours to this campaign because she knows that Danny needs to have access to health care. That Danny, even if he has cerebral palsy, is no less worthy of access to health care than anybody else.
Commitment to
making sure that people have access to affordable quality health care. And our commitment to making sure that opportunity is accessible to everyone, that we're creating opportunity for every single person in our community, in this district, in the state of Kansas, and in our country. I know I mentioned earlier, but I am so excited about the fact that we have the opportunity to reset expectations about what people think when they look at Kansas.
Sharice Davis' speech there. Hope you guys enjoyed that. I'm sure some of you guys were watching it live as it was playing out. It's a really exciting experience to be a part of, all the people that were down there. I'll be right back after these messages.
Thanks to all of our donors, volunteers, active members, board of directors, and staff for keeping us your source for truly independent media for over 30 years. The KKFI you hear today is due to years of hard work. We just finished our fall fund drive, and with all the sustaining donations, we will be able to hit our goal of $70,000. If you missed your chance to make a donation during this pledge drive, please take the time now at kkfi.org and click the donate button. KKFI truly is for and by the community. Thank you for your support.
All right, you're listening to Native Spirit Radio here on 90.1 FM, KKFI, Kansas City Community Radio. I'm Ronnie, your host here. I hope you enjoyed the coverage from the Sharice Davids watch party. And like we said, she was the first one to be elected that evening. And then we had a second woman run, Native woman from New Mexico. That was Deb Holland, who won in New Mexico. And she will be joining Sharice Davids in Congress. Really awesome opportunities for them, and it's just going to be exciting to see what happens next year. We also saw another Native woman who was running for Congress in the southern New Mexico, and that was Yvette Harrell. She really didn't get that much coverage as the rest, but yes, she is a member of the Cherokee Nation, and she was just edged out in New Mexico's 2nd Congressional District. I believe her opponent was Torres Small, and she won by less than 2,800 votes. And so they are all going to be, but it's the most diverse group of candidates that will be heading to Congress out of New Mexico. So yes, the person who beat her is Hispanic. So, and Deb Holland didn't congratulate her as well, but she beat out a fellow Native American, Yvette Harrell, a citizen of the Cherokee Nation, for that 2nd Congressional District. Also, in Utah, Native candidates claimed a majority on that county commission in Utah. Willie Gray Eyes, a Democrat, won a seat on the county commission. He defeated Republican Kelly Laws by 169 votes. Gray Eyes will be joining Democrat Kenneth Maryboy, who ran unopposed for a seat, as the other Native member of the commission. Both are citizens of the Navajo Nation, and their wins mark the first time the county will be more than adequately reflect the Native majority population in the county. Yes, I have a guest who's mixing around their ice. All right, so yeah, so we're going to have San Juan County represented with the Navajo Nation. Awesome, awesome, awesome. And again, like we said, Deb Holland will be joining Sharice Davids on that trip to Congress. So congratulations. It was a really exciting night for Indian Country Tuesday night. So another thing that happened this past week, unfortunately, out of Oklahoma, the Muscogee Nation has repealed press freedom for their tribal media. They passed this new Muscogee Creek Nation law repealing press freedom protections for the tribe's in-house media has prompted a resignation and drawn fire for its chilling effect. The legislation approved by the National Council and signed into law this week places their media under the control of Principal Chief James Floyd. Quote, "This is a chilling attack on press freedom by the National Council," said Tristan Otto, president of the Native American Journalists Association. So what's going on here? It is funded by the Muscogee Creek Nation, and the Muscogee Creek Nation is essentially trying to say that the outlet is actually a PR wing of the government, and we will treat it as such so that things have to go through approval, Otto said. Floyd, who did not respond to an interview request, told the National Council that the tribe's media would continue to be independent. "I have not interfered with any story, tried to stop any story whatsoever, and they will continue to be the same regardless of where it's at," Floyd said Thursday in a YouTube video posted on the Facebook page of their Muscogee media page. Floyd's signature on bill number NCA 18180 repeals a 2015 tribal law that proponents had created an independent tribal news media. During an emergency meeting on Thursday, the National Council briefly debated the narrowly approved a measure to repeal the tribe's Independent Media Act by a vote of 77-6. Muscogee Media comprises the tribe's newspaper, Muscogee Nation News, as well as a television and radio broadcast outlets and graphic design department. Their manager, Sterling Cosper, resigned in protest following the vote. "I don't want to be complicit in a non-independent press again," Cosper said Friday, referring to his time working for the tribe prior to the passage of the Independent Media Act. "I saw what the previous model did. If you're going to say that you're going to give citizens access to information, the structure has to reflect it in something like a bill," Cosper stated. Cosper said no one approached him about the proposed change prior to it coming up on Thursday. "From my experience of covering some more drastic actions, this is basically how they operate, quickly and quietly," Cosper said. When the Press Freedom Bill was signed into law in 2015, the Muscogee Creek Nation joined two other Oklahoma tribes, the Cherokee and the Osages, having approved legislation which granted independent status to its media. The Tulsa World attempted to reach all 16 members of the National Council for Comment. Council Representatives Joyce Steer and James Jennings, who both supported the measure, declined to comment. National Council member Johnny Green reached by telephone, spoke briefly about her support for the measure. Green said the National Council, quote, "did the right thing. It was under the executive branch before, and there was no problem, so I don't look for any problems being back under the executive branch. I don't understand why they do not want that back under them." In a video of the Thursday meeting, council member Travis Scott said the 2015 law created an independent press without influence of any political interests or interference. "And I think, in my opinion, if we approve this, this is where we're going with that," said Scott, who opposed the bill. Council member James Jennings, who supported the bill, acknowledged there is a lot of concerns about the measure, but he said he thought the bill was a good piece of legislation. "I feel like the media, it's not personal against the media, but I feel like the newspaper itself could have had more positive issues on the nation and not so much negative issues," Jennings said. So, yes, it's very disturbing. That was by Curtis Kilman from the Tulsa World. Very disturbing that the Muscogee Nation has repealed this press freedom. You know, you want to have an open, transparent government in your media groups or the watchdog for your communities. So we'll see what happens after this. Okay, well, so that's all your news across the Indian country, and we'll get back into the music real quick here. And I got some Sihasan and Shine. You're listening to Native Spirit Radio here on 90.1 FM, KKFI, Kansas City Community Radio.
Find where I belong. Hi, I'm Linda Wilson, host of Woman Song on Saturdays at 11 a.m. As a retired federal employee, I ask all my federal employee friends to support KKFI through the combined federal campaign. A few dollars each payday through payroll deductions could hardly be missed by you, but they add up to being a big help for KKFI Community Radio. The CFC agency code is 21994. That's 21994. Thanks for your support.
All right, it's about time for me to be getting out of here. And Sunset Reggae is coming for you next here on 90.1 FM, KKFI, Kansas City Community Radio. Thanks for tuning in to Native Spirit. I will see you again next Sunday.
Feel so free.